answer is, why am I here? Because some of you might have seen me with another workshop and the values match and self-leaders. And in fact, it's true, I have multiple personalities. And as we all are, all have, I guess. And I'm here today basically from something that came out of training, an online training, which is called the Social Architect Curriculum, which I followed 4 years ago. It had been created by the Center for Human Emergence in Germany. Claudine Villemot and Ingrid Schneider, some of you might know her. And in fact, we had the pleasure to have Armin Sieber as someone who gave an impulse during this online training, during the online training. And so we had the pleasure to know a little bit more in detail about his school, and I was already fascinated at the time. In the meantime, many more connections have been made with people working in the field of transformative education. And that's why you see quite a number of logos here on this slide. And you also see the important words, concept paper, okay? So we got together with quite a number of organizations working in the field of transformative education. And what we intend by that, I will show in the next slide. But covering adult education, covering academia, university for the future, covering also leadership development networks and organizations. And we all got together saying, well, look, this is sometimes pretty hard to, if you go out in the world, be it schools, academia, business, institutions, politics, to bring the possible benefits of an integral developmental evolutionary approach to education can be quite hard, and we all struggle with similar issues, at least on the practical side as well. So we sat together and say there must be a much smarter way to handle this, and so we looked into the possibility of creating a web portal for transformative education. And I'm not going to talk too much about it. I will give you a few slides, and then I would actually, because this is why I'm here, I would like to have your input. So if you can tell me after maximum 10 minutes, I hope to be shorter, so we can explore in small groups two questions. I would be extremely grateful to have your input on that. And that is related only, let's say, to this question. And then after all the presentations, the discussion can obviously go on and will. So just for the definition, I think it's always important to have a common understanding what we're talking about. It's transformative learning. It's transformative research and also transformative action. So that for us means education. And there is school education in it, university, adult development, you name it. I think I will spare you this slide because it just goes in depth of it's the same of what I just was saying. What does it mean? Transformative learning is learning where some kind of change occurs while you're learning. Transformative research is also a research that can look at and scaffold transformation processes. And then we also have the action, which can be done according to many, many, many different approaches, and it's not confined to one. Can you go back there? Yeah. So we have heard it a lot. So, and we have already had an interesting example on their path in the school. So we all experience in institutions, in organizations, also within ourselves, a separation and a divergence and not being able to hold the diversity and also rigid structures that don't help and don't enable, but only restrict. And the ideas and what many of us are working towards is some kind of scaffolded convergence and synergy, not just a flat, let's say, networking type, but really which allows for all the differences in the developmental stages and where people really are and not where they should be, but to be able to get this together. So now talking about the portal, what should it be? It should be a convenient access point for people interested in transformative education, both users and those people offering. It should have a given overview and have an idea of a high quality. What is high quality anyway in that field? But it should give some kind of reassurance that this is solid stuff. And of course, it would give visibility to many of us who are working in the field in one way or the other. And important also to have the joint organizational capacity. I mean, boils down to being able to put out the bills correctly with all the VAT in for all the European countries, which is an enormous amount of work if everybody has to do it by themselves. Now, for example, the data protection, we're getting these emails, continuously that we have to update. And so this is also a very strong driver to find a way to sort it, to handle the boring stuff, really. And also to be a co-creative place where we can reinvent, innovate, and improve. How much? Too much? Okay. Good. So it can be a standalone. These are just ideas, huh? Standalone portal and then integrated in the different other partner networks. Here, it can be something like where we have methods, we have trained the trainers, materials, offers. We have a shop, public offers, trainers and speakers that you could access, and other partners, and probably many more. So the ideas have four levels. One is information commons. Second is service delivery. The third is a co-creative space. And the fourth is the organizational capacity and handling. Good. I think I'm done with for the moment. There could be a lot more to say. But I would really like your input on two questions. And I've got 5 minutes per question, I guess. Okay. So the first question is this one. And can I just ask you to maybe, if you're sitting here in the front row, you just turn around and talk to two other people or three other people in the back row. And just have a short exchange about what would make transformative education more desirable. And then I would ask you to have one person write just one or two items on a post-it. Is that possible? Can you just, the front row turns around and then you have the partner to talk to in the back row. Good question. Yep. Yep, no, that's good. This is a question for whom? if you like, you can add to your discussion the aspect of visibility, if you like. And then you can just add to your discussion the aspect of visibility. What would increase visibility? Just for another couple of minutes for transformative education in whatever form. What increases visibility? Okay. I'm utterly, utterly sorry that I have to interrupt your discussion. And please hold your thoughts for the general discussion, which will come afterwards. But I would like to just collect some of your wisdom pearls. And maybe we can start here.
So the first question, for the students and families, what makes it more attractive is that whatever they're in is failing. It's their suffering coming from the available systems. For the educators, it's basically the same thing. They are not able to respond to the needs within the existing container as they would like to. So it's pain, starting from pain. And then going towards the experience or the taste of what is possible. And that makes it attractive.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think the clarification of whom is it addressed to is a very important point, and as we found out, and have a communication that is multi-layered. Welcoming from red, blue, orange, without yellow, and address the longing and the need to have orientation in a future that we don't know yet, while giving security.
Thank you very much.
We were in showing it through examples and then using the right language, like in spiral dynamics, that depending on who you are sharing it to, and then taking care that it does not become exclusive.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So the two biggest things we came to is the idea of niching and like more clearly defining who this is for, and at the same time tailoring the content towards who those people would be that this would be made visible to.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Okay, so for the first one, generally, it was the at scale question that part of the thing that really struck me, and in any project that relies on content to achieve an end of any type, that whether it's sort of education or a message, it's always the least emphasized part of a project. And to get good quality content that really achieves its goals requires a lot more focus than people realize. So in the work I do, I tend to advise people to have a content strategist or a strategy and a content there's a role of content designer who thinks in terms of what are we trying to achieve and then designs images, video, it could be a phone call, a physical meeting, words, whatever that's going to actually achieve this aim. Okay. It's my job.
Thank you very much. Just two more glimpses here.
So trying to sum up what our group was discussing, for one thing, desirable about transformative education is that it will bring transformation, which is needed, which is also what can bring visibility when it is made visible to the world that transformation is needed and that the conservative school system doesn't work that way, then that will make the idea of transformative education visible and feasible.
Thank you. And the last?
We talked about you need a clear definition of transformative without any jargon in it at all, and of transformative education, and there's lots of ideas.
For granting me 2 minutes of overtime, and I'd be happy to collect your notes.